You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Friday, commentator Gary Borders introduces us to an antique auction house in Sulphur Springs, Texas, where dealers and casual collectors bid side by side on imported antique furniture and other finds.
The first rule when attending an auction is not to make any sudden moves when the bidding is underway, so you don't end up buying a hideous French provincial canopy bed by accident because you were scratching your nose, or fanning yourself with the buyer card because the ceiling fans aren't doing much to quell the heat. The auctioneer might mistake that move for a bid on a stuffed pheasant from Scotland, one of the items on sale. My wife and I are at the Sulphur Springs Antique Auction and Gallery, a pair of amateurs sitting among a crowd of antique dealers. You don't have to be a dealer to attend. If you like antique furniture, most of which comes from Scotland, England, and France, there are some excellent deals to be had here. We are in search of dining room chairs to accompany the massive dining room table I finally refinished a few months back. Unfortunately, we had no chairs to match it. I've been lugging around 6 blonde, restaurant-grade chairs for a decade. They're sturdy and comfortable, but they look goofy around a 19th-century table. So we have arrived at the auction an hour early and made a list of chairs in which to bid. We have a budget of no more than $20 a chair, with the goal of buying 8 chairs. My bride's eyes light up when she spots a massive, ornately carved hall tree in the corner. That goes on the list as well. Hoo boy! It is indeed beautiful. A squat sideboard also catches her attention. It's in perfect condition, again with intricate carvings and a glass-like veneer. One of our early dates, 5 years ago, was to this auction house. It's where we realized that we had similar tastes in furniture, adding that to the list of compatibility items. Food preferences, politics, usually, and music, to name a few. We settle in for a long evening. The auction begins at 6:30 p.m. with the Pledge of Allegiance, an explanation that what you buy is as is, where is, and when you can pick up your treasures. If we buy anything, we'll come back the next day with a trailer. It's a dark, winding road from Sulphur Springs to Longview at midnight pulling a trailer, so we usually opt to come back the next day. I always let my wife bid because it is highly entertaining to watch. She wins the bid on a pair of nice chairs, 19th century with leather seats, for $10 each. She is so excited that the auctioneer has to remind her to show her bid number so he can record it. The hall tree comes up. We had agreed on a set amount. She goes above it, which is fine. It's her money. Finally, she drops out, as I figured she would. My wife is nothing if not conservative with money, something else we have in common. The auctioneer gets a bit irritated at the low bidding on the chairs, and he starts grouping them together. We're one of the few folks interested in buying chairs, not caring that we have a matched set of 8. The bidding goes so fast, we're not really sure how many chairs we've bought. It turns out we bought 8 after all, which was just luck. By the way, I was just kidding about buying an item with an accidental hand gesture. The auctioneer that night once thought someone was bidding, but when he realized she was just fanning herself, he made a joke about how hot it was in the building. Still, I was taking no chances. I really didn't want to take that stuffed pheasant home.
According to the Sulphur Springs Antique Gallery and Auction website, the next auction is set for Tuesday with items from Scotland on the auction block. The site offers this tease: dealers, bring your big trucks. You might see a curious Gary Borders there, but you can always find his work on his website, GaryBorders.com, and get in touch with him there. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.